views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, the going to be extremely soaked FEMA region number 6 that will become a common phrase that's used in the future here because of the Hurricane Harvey that's going to be making landfall relatively within the next 5 to 4 hours. So you will know why I say FEMA region number 6 soon enough. So that's where we are, but just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show on this August the 25th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star star. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up and we will take it from there. So want to just thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And what we're going to do, I tell you, I just got new internet, and if I didn't have it because of the rain that we're having right now where we are, my internet would be out. So just in time, so all's well that ends well. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime today, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Okay, so everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please, if you would, so that we can stay on air. Please give some of your financial energy so that this network will continue to do what it's been doing. It's been providing for you in a way that you deem it as being valuable. That's why you're here. And so if you could give some of your financial energy to assist and make sure that this network continues to do what it's been doing. And you can do that by going to the website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and check out the homepage. And then when you do that, you will see the donation prompt that's there, is the green holding hands. Just click on that, and that will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to keep this network on air. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community was put together in a more holistic way to serve you in all of your social media activities. Very easily, what you can do, just sign up. The membership is only $24 a year. And with that, you will be more protected than you are on other sites. Your information will not be sold to any bidder. You will know that it's only members that are there, and they are there not knowing who the other members are. so that, you know, you won't be adversely affected by things that you would engage in conversation. So definitely come on over to BTR Community. It's the only place that I post information, is where we're going to have to centralize and coordinate our efforts, and that's going to be there. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, even though you're not paid as a lady or a gentleman or as a king or a queen, you could save as one, and that being in gold and silver, and instead of just having notes, Federal Reserve notes, certificate nothings, monopoly money, coupons, promises by the federal bankers that they always break. You can have real assets. There's a difference between price and value. We must know the difference between that. So you can do that at Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get in contact with you just to make sure that you understand the buying process. Believe me, that's very, very important for you, not for anyone else but you. Okay? So that's very important that you know that. But please, email. That helps you. All right. Also, everyone, please continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. There's a GoFundMe campaign that's there inside of our posting, and you can. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer, and you can go to GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee, 5P-3500, and we want to ensure that this young man gets some of the necessary trace minerals that his body is going to need to make it much more efficient, to help the immune system, to just strengthen the body, detoxify, and everything else. That is what we want to do in helping Michael Emmanuel. So check out the GoFundMe campaign, and please give what it is that you can give so that the family can do that. So also, we will next week, you know, I wanted to do some other things, but next week we will do the we'll let you know with some of the trace mineral products that are just remarkable. And Jada will tell you herself. There's been some great, great things. And Michael Emmanuel is not the only person that I know of that has said that they're remarkable for their different conditions, illnesses, or disease. So definitely for those of you that may have different conditions, you definitely want to be a part of this. And we'll bring that to you next week. Well, today, I know we got kind of busy because of the hurricanes and everything else. Today's Financial Friday, and today's Financial Friday is the show is going Financial Friday. When gold moves, wars follow. And we're going to be talking about that. But before we do that, also, there's a raffle that we're going to be doing. I know that me and Scotty didn't have time to hook it all up. I was actually crazy, you know, doing a bunch of things today. I have some friends that are down in the Houston area, and I did know that there was a couple of people that listened to us, have been listening to us for a very, very long time, even before Black Talk Radio Network, and got in contact with some of them. And they're not going to be able to call in. They're actually going to be leaving the whole country. And so, but they were, I'll tell you what they said, and they appreciate all of you that have helped them out so much. The language was just a little barrier, but they were really, really good. You know, I really appreciated the time with them, and they were capping out. They said, that's enough. And it wasn't just because they've been listening to us for so long, they were prepared for this whole event. And you know, it put them in a position of advantage, and they were more than happy that they were prepared. Doesn't matter if nothing ever happens again in their life, they were appreciative that they did follow their instincts to actually learn and to do some things that would be beneficial to them, and it was extremely. So, definitely. So, we're going to jump into today's show, but we're going to do a raffle. We're going to get with Scotty and do that raffle. We wanted to do it today, and so we're going to do the raffle for the individuals that donated. We wanted to do it where you all could see So we're going to try to work something out and do that. Scotty will let us know when he's ready to do that, and then we'll have that raffle for the prize that we're going to be giving to the individuals that donated to sending Max and Scotty to Washington, D.C. for the abolition rally that was so successful. So we're putting that together, and we'll get that done, as soon as Scotty's ready to do it, we'll get it done. But he wanted to be able to broadcast it for you all, so that you can see. So that you can see it's transparent, so that you can see that it's legit, and that it's about the donors that donated. So that's what it's all about. Okay. So as soon as we get that together, we'll get that to you guys and have that raffle. Okay. All right. So what else? Another thing, Legacy Wealth Management is having a seminar in Dallas, and that Dallas seminar is actually Legacy Management Group. Well, let me say it. Hold on. Let me let this populate and say it correctly. 1 second. Okay, it's Legacy. Yes, Legacy Management Group is holding their family structure seminar on foundations and trusts for $350, structuring your family legacy, and it's going to be from September the 23rd to September the 24th. That Saturday and Sunday is going to be in Dallas. I have it posted there inside of BTR, Tando Radio Show's page, BTR. If you'd like to be engaged in that, that is a full, for those that actually met some of the people from Legacy Management Group or Legacy Wealth Management when you came in March. But it's going to be a much more elaborate two-day event. Won't be rushed. We'll be there. We'll be presenting. There will be other presenters that will be there. And the overall presentation by Legacy Management and what they assist you in doing is phenomenal. This is going to be a lot of different people from all over the world that will be there. You definitely want to, if you're interested in trust and foundations, which you all should be, you need to get on board and structure yourself accordingly and protect yourself. So have that whole structure there. I will be there and will definitely look to helping you out. There's a discount that's there. It's usually $500, but because you're a Tando Radio Show people, it's $350 because of our great relationship with Legacy Management Group. My peeps, absolutely love them. These are some of the individuals that do this. Are some of the best, if not the world, definitely the country. So, and they are sincere in everything that they do, and you definitely want to engage in that. So that's available for you all. September the 23rd, September the 25th, 24th, that's Saturday and Sunday. It will be held at a hotel, and it's there, and that is definitely something that you want to engage in. So it's posted there. Or you can reach out to me and text me 951-790-8330 or email wolf like the animal WOLF the number 6 PACK the number 1 at gmail.com, and I will send you the overall link, the discounted link for you all. Okay. All right, we'd love to see you all there. All right, with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news for today. Like I said, today's show is Financial Friday. When gold moves, wars follow. All right, so first article I posted, of course, is from NOAA, Hurricane Harvey. Check out that, and we'll probably do a little quick YouTube video on where it is right now before we get into the show. And before we do that, we're going to also talk about some things. Then we'll get into the financial side of the show a little bit later, if we even get into it, because it's just that important. If you are in the affected area and you would like to give us a call, please do that. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. If you've been in a hurricane before, especially in Texas, down in that area, the affected area, give us a call. Or if you've been, even if you've been in one, some things that you could be sharing with different people that may have decided to stay and just to get ready. And I'm going to talk about some of those things as well. And I would love for you. I've never had to deal with that. I dealt with a hurricane in New Jersey when I was growing up, but it was, you know, it wasn't anything such as this one. I think it was a Category 1 or something. But it was a Category 1 that had already been inland for a while, so it lost a lot of strength. I think it was really not even a hurricane. Yeah, it was still a hurricane. Then it turned into a tropical storm. So I have only been in two hurricanes in my life. And no joke, I've been in after one. And it was still the same thing, no joke. So if you have been in, definitely let's help out. And there's a lot of different possibilities with this, and there's some things that we should prepare for from this that are going to affect you even if you're nowhere near it. You could be, 10 states away from it in all different directions. This hurricane is definitely going to affect you tomorrow. It's affecting you right now. And we want to make sure that you're doing those proper things to prepare. So let's do what's in the news, and then we'll get to that. Okay, first, next article, I got this from Criminal Broadcast System News, otherwise known as AKA CBS News. Some U.S. diplomats in Cuba diagnosed with serious health conditions, medical records show. And that was from the acoustic, they're saying from the acoustic damage, acoustic weapons or acoustic, they were acoustically attacked. And it caused some damage. This is the wave of the future, ladies and gentlemen, and is going to be deployed in so many different ways, on the streets as well. Next article, this one comes from Charles Hugh Smith. He writes some really good stuff. Next stop, recession. The financial meteor storm is heading our way. So check out that article. We will didn't post that many articles today because I was extremely, extremely busy. I was on the phone the whole morning with some friends and trying to get people situated. Then next article, I got this one from Bloomberg. Germany finishes bringing gold reserves back from France. And this is going to be very, very important if we even get to this today. Okay? So with that being said, if you'd like to give us a call at any time, jump in, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I see my man Jerry is there, so we're going to go to Jerry early. So let's do that. Welcome, Jerry. What's going on, brother? How you feeling?
Hey, what's happening, Dave? I'm still learning. I'm going to be real quick because I'm back.
No, you're good, brother. What's up, man? How you doing?
I am still learning. Everything is new to me almost. Just looking at it from the
different
angle.
Good.
I had this real quick question, and it pertains to the acoustics weapons that they're using. What I'm seeing is a pattern. It seems like they and it just could be me, but I'm seeing that they flashing a lot of stuff that they want people to bring. They're not putting up terrorists are not just walking around with guns and shooting up stuff anymore. They flash out where so many people have ran over people with cars, and then we see that started being implemented here. The machete thing, they went to that, and then they came away from it, and now they're going back at it again. And my theory is that they are showing people that instead of having a gun, you should have these widely available tools that you can come and do damage with. But then they're going to turn around, and these people who are using those, I believe they're going to use those acoustics because they're not going to have to be afraid of getting shot. Now, have this crossed anybody else's mind as far as the programming, showing people what to use so that they can be prepared for it when it comes? But with that being said, I'm going to get back to this deck, and I just want to ask that question real quick. Thank you, Dave.
All right, brother. Always, great, great question. You know what, Jerry, this... the acoustics is not new. They've been using them for a while, but now they're going to be deploying them in the civilian world and using them from crowd control, police departments, and everything else. They're going to be deploying them. You'll see them in the future as well. And these acoustic weapons are, man, they are they're a line of sight weapon, and they are they're able to render you ill, basically totally disable you, or even kill you. With the violent, you know, where your body is, you start going into convulsions, you start throwing up. It'll put you down, and if you don't have a way to block it, and even if you do block it, they can put the frequency enough to where you may block your face and your chest, but if your legs are exposed, it will actually damage and hit your legs. So the acoustic weapons are no joke. They are extremely, extremely people won't be able to stand up against those. And so know what they are, know what they look like, get out of the way. They look like a big satellite dish. That would be a point. And, you know, it was funny during Baltimore, and I think Jerry probably remembers this when we were on Blackonomics during the Baltimore rioting. We was on Blackonomics, and I said, hey, whenever you see – you know, the personnel carriers, the armored personnel carriers, come out with a big satellite dish on it. Get out of the way. Don't even try to go up again. Don't even, because that thing is an acoustic and it will be used and you will not be able to defend yourself against that. And lo and behold, the individual I was on air with says, nah, they don't do it. And next, he texts me, he said, yo, they brought out the, he sent me a picture. Yo, they brought out the acoustics in the satellite dish. They satellited them. That's what he said. So yeah, it's new. They actually used it in Somalia. Was the first deployment that the military used. And yes, it's ramping up. And what I like to say with the machetes and the cars, what they do is that, and Scotty knows about this. I'm going to go to Scotty in a second. Scotty knows about this. Brother Davis knows about this. People that are in the military. What they want to do is they want to have a traumatic effect. They want to instill terror. And this is why doing some of the things in warfare, they'll just try to hurt soldiers or hurt personnel real, real bad, so it will demoralize the rest of the units and everything else and be afraid to perform. And they're not actually trying to kill them. They're trying to maim them, trying to hurt them, and everything else. This is the type of terroristic tactics that are being used. It's a warfare tactic that was devised by the overall departments of war. And that is, departments of war have always been against the everyday citizen. That's who they go to war with. They only put uniforms on the everyday citizen so that they can go to war with, and we buy it as something other than what it really is. So there's so many things that's coming on, and they're definitely training people and telling people how to respond and what to do. And this stuff is only going to be ramping up. And what they're really trying to do is they're trying to get people to be innovative in their overall destruction within crowds. And so this is a form of terrorism for a agenda, a political, economic, social agenda. And that agenda has always been the same, to subjugate and control. So my man Scotty had chimed in. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I do want to point out that I think it was the Hutus, or I don't know who was the aggressor in Rwanda, but over a million people were killed in about 24 to 48 hours with machetes. So machete is a deadly weapon. But I will also point out, as I was listening, you know, to him ask us what we think about those tools. Those are tools, man. I think any prepper should have, especially if you live in a rural area or you have to go through brush. I mean, that's a handy tool just for cutting your way through the woods, just like they used them in the jungle. Yep. So a prepper should have some kind of machete and what have you, and you in a pinch you could make one, but
don't you to get to those honey holes fishing, you're gonna need a machete.
Yeah I mean, so many ways you could use that, and as a self defense tool. But there are, I wanted to chime in, there is protection against sonic weapons. All it is headphones. You had to get them noise cancellation headphones, just like what we would use in construction, or you know, you can even just wear earplugs. I mean, obviously, the kind you put on the big earphones, noise cancellation earphones, will work better than just a little plastic or foam earplugs we used on the rifle range. But those things do offer protection. And I think I may have noticed, you, if you pay attention to some of those activists, sometimes you'll see some of them wearing those. So, but those are things that, to me, should be in a prepper's toolbox.
Yeah, the today's acoustic weapons, what they actually they do both. That will give you protection, but what they also do is that it's a frequency weapon, really. And it's not only just the hearing; it changes the frequency of vibration. So all of a sudden, your heart will start to vibrate different. Your blood and everything else. So these things are not only the sound ones, but today's ones are actually frequency weapons. And protecting your ears will do that for some of it, but they can turn it to a different frequency that is actually a kinetic frequency blast that disrupts your body. Is basically a best way to say it is that they can shoot create a wave that causes your body, that actually hits your body, because you know sound is a wave that actually will cause your body to shake and violently, and it's so much, you know.
Well, if
so
I'm on the battlefield
more now that they use with these.
If I'm on the battlefield, Dave, then if I see those being rolled out, then I need to focus on taking them out then.
Yep. Exactly, Scotty. That's you know, that's the indirect way that I'm saying, hey, listen, if you can't get away, you better take the appropriate action on that, and hopefully you could, you know, defend yourself against that. And then this is one of the things that's also very true. Listen, at some point and at some times, going where they want you to stand ain't the right place to be. Ain't the right place to be. You got to be strategical in these whole things, because it's only going to get more elaborate. You're only going to have more penetration, more frequency. It's going to be more frequent. It's going to be larger. And it's going to be more destructive. There's so many things. So definitely there is the sound one. The sound one, yes, they have that, but they also have the other ones. It actually creates like a microwave. It's like a microwave that they really, and it really should be that. That is no joke. So, but they do use the acoustic ones, and they use sound on that. But they could turn that thing up so much, it's crazy. So definitely have the appropriate things, protect yourself, be aware of your surroundings, where you are, what you're engaging in, before it's too late on different things. So yes, those tools are a must have. Got to have a machete. And, you know, I think what we're going to also see, we're going to see all different forms. You're going to see a form of protest guerrilla warfare that is going to be breaking out. It's probably going to be a new term that will be derived. And you know, guerrilla warfare.
I know somebody that's doing that. I didn't know this person was part of Antifa, what they call it, Antifa. That truly is a grassroots organization, but I know the person. Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with them for years. One of the people whose organization is a part of that, and I've been observing him for years, and that's real. They are refusing, and I don't blame them. I mean, why? If your enemy out there being violent, like Malcolm X said, what kind of fool am I to say, oh, I'm gonna lay aside violence at, you know, to defend myself? It's by any means necessary. So, but there is some real people in that Now, of course, it can be infiltrated like anything else can be infiltrated if they don't have the right mechanisms in place. But this is, I don't want to speak too much because I know people listen to this, certain people listen to this, but I know some people in that.
Yeah, and it's in all forms and fashions, and the infiltrations will be there to be the instigators and the antagonizers and everything else. And man, believe me, I know that is true. So yes, it's a lot of different forms and things are going to be happening. So great question, my man Jerry, as always. All right, so let's do this real quick. Let's jump into the portion about the hurricanes, because that's what we're dealing with now. For those of you that are not in the Houston area, well, let's deal with those that are there. Some of the things, of course, you know, this storm came up out of nowhere, really, and just popped up. It's, you know, it's hurricane season. It's doing some things that are extremely abnormal to me, that I've never seen before. Not saying that they're not possible, but I'm not saying that it's not natural. I mean, not saying that it is natural at all. We know that capability is there to create different weaponize the weather. So this is crucial, this whole thing for anybody. This thing is so large. Let me pull up a real quick YouTube video for this and see if it there was just so many, and I'm going to pull up this one from I don't like this dude, but I'm gonna do this one anyhow. This is gonna do this from all but criminals. I mean, no, all budding criminals news, AKA ABC. We'll do nothing but criminal news. And this is for the celebrity figurehead governor. And hear what they have to say about this governor of Texas. Let's see. And hear what they have to say. This was about an hour ago or an hour and 15 minutes ago. Let's hear that one, and then there's another short one. There's another one that I'm definitely going to play after that. It's Hurricane, and I'm just going to say this is, I think Hurricane Harvey is now a Category 3. It developed an eye overnight. And this thing has got some crazy, it's huge, it's big, it's huge. We were seeing some bands of the rain here, and we are a long way away from Houston. But this thing is huge. It has an eye, and it's probably a Category 3. Then it'll hit land and hang around right on the land, and then may skirt, or hopefully it will pick up speed because it's a slow-moving hurricane, which means it's going to be creating more and more damage. Because of that, and is that gaining strength because of the warm waters of the Gulf. Have you ever been to the Gulf of Mexico? I've been there. I've never been in it. Oh, yes, I have. I forgot. I have been in it. It's really, really, really warm. So let's hear this real quick. Let me pull this up so you can hear this. Here we go. It's a Category 3 right now with winds of over 125 miles per hour.
Issued.
This is the governor of
a request
Texas
for a presidential disaster declaration, a major disaster declaration that I issued to the president moments ago. This, of course, will trigger the assistance or additional help and assistance from the federal government that the state of Texas is asking for. We can obviously tell already at this stage. This is going to be a very major disaster. It's a hurricane that's going to prove more dangerous than many hurricanes. Not only are we going to be dealing with the high winds that typically come with what should be a Category 3 hurricane, but we are going to be dealing with immense, really record-setting flooding in multiple regions across the state of Texas. This is going to lead to what was described earlier in our conference call as record flooding at multiple locations, ranging all the way from the Corpus Christi area all the way up to the Houston area. Texans who are in areas that have been declared as evacuation areas It could be your local official who has declared an emergency evacuation. You need to heed that call if at all possible. Even if a evacuation order has not been issued by your local official, if you are in areas between Corpus Christi and Houston, and maybe even some other areas, especially low-lying areas, you need to strongly consider evacuating. Because here's what's going to happen. You may think that the initial surge is something that you will be able to deal with. What you don't know and what nobody else knows right now will be the magnitude of flooding that will be occurring over the coming days in the aftermath of the initial surge. If you wait until you realize how serious this condition is, you likely will find that it's too late for you to be able to evacuate.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube.
Okay, so that was the celebrity figurehead, governor of Texas, declaring and asking for federal assistance and declaring it a disaster, a disaster declaration in anticipation of the damage that Hurricane Harvey will be doing. It is now a Category 3. And I don't know how much of this that you've been watching, but as what was said is that this one is different than a lot of other hurricanes because of its speed, its size, and where it's located, and the critical infrastructure that's there. And the low-lying areas, for those of you that are familiar with Texas, I'm becoming very familiar with Texas, but in that area I know in Houston, it is like standing on a pool table so flat until you get to in different areas going towards the Gulf of Mexico. So flooding is always can be a major problem in Houston. Remember, Houston had the major record floodings, 2 years ago, and it was pretty bad. Well, this storm is said to possibly bring 39 to 45 inches of rain, 5 feet of rain. And it's not just going to be a storm that goes through. It's going to be a storm that stalls in the area for up from starting tonight up until Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. Just imagine, for those of you that have ever been in a tornado, in a hurricane. And the thing about hurricanes is that hurricanes can produce tornadoes as well. And that is another major concern with this is also. For those of you that have ever been in a hurricane, I've been in a hurricane. I couldn't imagine being in a hurricane or being in the residual effects of the hurricane for more than a day. 2 days, 3 days in low-lying areas that are already subject to major flooding, couldn't imagine. Could not imagine it. So water is the power of water is, this could totally even change the overall topography of Texas. It could actually change the coastline of Texas. It can move it inland. Now what was above the water is now beneath it. This is what happens with coastlines. Coastlines are created by the overall movement of water. And this can change the whole coastline. And the people that will be affected, everyone in the country will be affected by this. But before we get into that, I want to talk about for the individuals that are on the outer remnants of it, because the people that are in it right now, well, let's talk about those individuals. I doubt that they could hear us. I'm not quite sure if the power has gone out, but anticipate that the power will go out. And when the power goes out, that is just going to add even more problems for the individuals that are there. For the individuals that are in the affected area and they decided to stay, I hope that you've planned for not being able to escape your home by walking out the front door, by walking out the back door, by getting out of a window, because that may not be possible in certain areas with the rising of the water. It has happened many, many times before. And I hope for the individuals that decided to say, I hope there's a way for you to cut your way out of the roof. I hope that you have axes. I hope that you have sharp crowbars. I hope that you have the proper tools to be able to cut your way out of your roof. Have the appropriate tools to do that. Preparing is so, so important. The one family that I spoke to, that spoke to me, and they were already leaving. They were done with it all. They were out. They thanked us because we had been talking about preparing and getting ready for some of the different things, natural disasters and whatever and everything else. They were prepared. They already had everything that they needed to have. And they were able to leave and evacuate way before anything went awry. They're guaranteed to be safe. Everyone else is rolling the dice. Now, some people aren't able to leave. And those individuals that aren't able to leave, but you still are able to think. You have to be prepared for what's going to happen. Then there were some people that have chosen to stay for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe you wanted to experience a hurricane. I don't know. Maybe you wanted to see if you could swim through. There are so many things that are going to change. So many things that are going to change. Getting through the storm. Once the storm starts, right now it's probably too late to evacuate. And if you're there, you stay. Wherever you are, seek shelter. That's where you're going to pitch your tent. While you're there, don't just sit there listening to everything. Start going over, especially if you have power now. Start putting things that you will be able to use in position. I hope that every tub in your home is filled with fresh water. If that hasn't been done, you need to do that before the flooding starts, because once the flooding starts, that water can't be trusted. Or you have to have a way to purify that water. Okay? So, prepare yourself if you're there and you're staying. For individuals, if you haven't left yet, seek shelter. Don't try. If you do try to leave, the overall likelihood that you are going to meet the major, major obstacles are great, and you don't want to be out in the elements. Do not want to be out in the elements. You have to seek shelter. If you can get into high rises, get into high rises. It's better to be in a two-story home than a one-story home. It's better to be in an apartment, a 10-story apartment building, than it is to be in a two-story home. Think high ground. And also think of provisions while you're getting to high ground. There are things that you are going to need to provide for yourself and everyone else that's with you. If you're going to be caught or you choose to stay in the affected area, think about once the weather stops and the flooding water is still there. How are you going to navigate your way around? Power lines will be down. Power lines will still be hot. There will be just, I mean, it. You also have to worry about, you don't want to just start swimming, because you are swimming and you don't know what's under the water. You don't want to get hurt. Swimming may be difficult. It's not like swimming in the pool or swimming in the ocean. The debris that will be underneath that water is great, as well as the sharks. you don't want to be swimming and you're cut or whatever, sharks do come inland after hurricane flooding happens. You can see those images in New Jersey, Hurricane Sandy. Sharks were swimming all over. You don't always hear about it. But that is, these are all things that you want to contend with. This is why it's always better to remove yourself from that type of, those types of obstacles, because it ain't fun once it starts. It's not fun once it starts, but you can never ever stop thinking. Crying, spazzing, stressing out is not going to solve one problem. That's never the solution to any problem. You're going to have to fight and think your way through this now. So hopefully if you're in homes, you have a way to get out of the home. Once the water comes in, it's going to start rising. And you have to have a way to get out of that home or get on your roof. It's probably better to get on your roof. Reason being, once the hurricane starts and if the water starts rising and it's during the time of the rising of the water, that water is going to be moving and the likelihood of you being able to swim yourself to different is going to be a great, great risk. If you can't swim, if you're not a super strong swimmer, there's no reason for you to ever think that you should be staying. So what? You've done it before. It's not this time. You were fortunate not to be threatened those other times. Most people that have ever been threatened by these things and they've gotten away with, they never do that crap again. So, have the proper provisions. Know your directions. Know what's around you. Know what's available. Do not try to drive out of things because it is raining real bad now and you can barely see and everything else. You have to stay where you are. Whatever comes, you're going to have to deal with it as it comes. Getting in a car. Water in cars don't mix. They're not submarines. Okay? So, for those of you that have ever been in a hurricane and you would like to give some advice, we're greatly appreciated. Also, for those that are in the surrounding areas that may not have the flooding effects, but you'll have the power lines and everything else. Be mindful of the power lines. Be mindful of trees that will have been weakened. Know the trees around your homes because they could fall on your homes. Try to position yourself and your family so that if a tree does fall, you have a wall that will aid and assist if the tree falls. All of these things have to be thought about beforehand. Hopefully you boarded up your windows, you protected your windows and everything else. So this one hopefully will not be as bad as expected or said. But if it is, I will say this. Texas may never be the same. That may take years. There was one person that I was talking to, and they told me about a time that the flooding, it caused buildings to collapse. Yes, water can do that. They were in San Antonio. He said that it caused buildings to collapse. So these are the things. You've seen what happened in the tsunami. You've seen what happened in Hurricane Katrina. The water is no joke. Then the after effect Being able to get to safety is going to be another ordeal. It won't be over. So for those that have decided to stay, you need to mentally prepare yourself. Don't get too up. Don't get too down. Deal with the immediate threats that you are posed with, and have a plan to deal with it, and think your way out of everything. Be swift in what you do, but be methodical in your thoughts. In the beginning of the storm, it's just the beginning. This may be a marathon. And you're going to have to fight your way through that. Constantly thinking. So that's for the people in the affected area and that decided to stay. The people that are in the surrounding areas that may get caught by the weather itself. They're out of the flooding area or they're semi in the flooding area, but they're not as close. Look for shelter. If you made it out of the water, and let me tell you something about water, you can't outrun it. You cannot outrun it. Just won't happen. If you're driving and it starts to get bad, you'll know when it starts to get bad. Don't wait for the car to start to float. Do not drive into puddles that you think you could get through, or they look kind of, the water is deceiving, and then all of a sudden your car goes in there, gets submerged, engine is stalls, and boom, you stuck. And then it starts to sink, you panic. Likelihood of making it out of that one, it's not going to be good. Because you're going to have the intestinal fortitude to allow the car to fill up with water, then open the door. You won't be able to open the door. And make sure the doors is already unlocked. These doors are electrical. Electrical power going to be gone. And you won't be able to break the window either. So, if you're driving, make sure your doors are unlocked manually. Do not allow the children or anybody else to lock the darn doors out of habit. You're going to have to think. If you got to get out of that vehicle because you got submerged in water, if it's an electrical door, you go to hit that button, it's dead. So, really want you to, if you're driving and you get caught by the storm, try to develop an escape route that has the most shelter in it as possible. Shelter is large buildings. Have a blunt object close to you, a crowbar or whatever. Take that with you. You may need to use that to break into a place to seek shelter. An axe, a mallet. That is what you're going to need. Especially if you're in a home, you're going to need an axe. Hopefully you have it. If not, you're going to have to start thinking about what do you have that will be able to cut through that plywood. Not that thick, but you got to be prepared and start with it. And what you do, you start early. You don't wait until the water is around your waist in the attic. You do not wait until it's too late. You be proactive. You're in a disaster zone already. Since you're in a disaster zone, you basically, as soon as you start seeing flooding and you know you're not going to be able to get out, you better start working on that roof early. Don't worry about the roof will be taken care of. You're in a disaster area. If you survive that, the roof will be repaired. The roof will be repaired if you make it or if you don't make it. The house will be fine. You will have to work on that roof before the water gets to you. Because that's your last perch. That's your high ground. You can't be in the house when it starts to flood. Can't do it. These waters are no joke. So, listen, we got like 3 minutes before commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. Once again, if you're on the outskirts and you're driving and the weather gets too bad and flooding, please try to pick routes of escape. Hopefully you've done your, you've already plotted your way out by you knowing the area where the most shelter of high-rise buildings will be. Have the appropriate tools to be able to deal with locked buildings. You should already know what that is. If you don't, a firearm, an axe, a bolt cutter, strong blunt objects. Do not allow yourself to get hurt. Because if you get hurt, you just hampered your ability to escape. Don't get cut. Have the appropriate clothing. You need boots. Don't go running out when your favorite flip-flops. The comfort zone is over. Time to man up, princess. So be prepared for this. Seek shelter in high-rises. In places where you can get out of the flood, where you can get above the flood zone. And if you get above the flood zone, that's where you pitch your camp. Because once you're there, you got to stay. You got to stay. Survey where it is that you are in case you need, because you had to make it to somewhere else. Once that water gets moving, you're going wherever that current is taking you. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we will see and hear you in see and hear you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, which will be in the news, and you will hear that term not only from me now, you will hear it going forward. I'm not quite sure. Jerry, I think Jerry is still unmuted. Jerry, did you have something that you wanted to add, brother? Okay, I think probably Jerry just forgot it to mute. I'm a muting. Okay, so definitely, I'm going to post something real quick in a Google image of sharks in the water after a hurricane. Sorry about that, y'all. So, just so you know how crazy this is, and this is why we put ourselves in a position of advantage. So, I saw this a couple of times. If you just go to, there's just so many pictures of it. I'll put two pictures in there. What you do is just go to sharks in the water after hurricane, and you can see sharks actually, and this is some of them are from Hurricane Sandy, and then you can see where some of them got washed up when the water when the water went back, the sharks got trapped. So everything that's in the ocean is going to be following that tide. And remember something. You are on the bottom of the food chain in water. And some of these sharks are huge. Absolutely huge. So be aware of that. All right. So you got that. So couple other things I wanted to express to you. Okay, so for the individuals, once you get past that, just know that the first hours of this storm, the first day of this storm, is not going to be the end. But if there's ever a break in the storm, that may be the time in which you want to make your move. Hopefully you have a radio that you protect it. Put it in the plastic bag with batteries. Protect it so that it doesn't get wet. And you are able to somewhat try to keep up with what's going on. If you hear that there's a break in the overall weather, that would be the time in which. But if that break in the weather is only going to be a very short break, it's better for you to stay where you are and ride the whole thing out, or until there's a longer break. Because you don't want to give up something and put yourself in another bad position. So many variables. You're going to have to think your way through it. So we got another caller that's in queue. It's my man, Mel. Mel, what's going on, brother?
Peace, brother.
Peace, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm maintaining. I got family members, man, that's down there. They won't listen, and they're taking it like it's a joke. So, in that situation, what do I do? I can't persuade. I can't make somebody do anything. Everybody has their own free will, but I'm wondering, how do I present it? What do I do?
You do what you've done. You made the attempt. Now it's up to them. Then what's going to happen is that if they make it through this, which I hope that they do, that's where you're going to have to come in to try to help them. Hopefully they remember your phone number. One of the things that people are, if you're still in this area right now and it's in the you have a cell phone, there are family members' numbers that you better memorize, because your cell phone is going to be no good in a few once it gets wet, unless you have one that can endure. But the amount of water and likelihood is going to be gone. Hopefully you'll be able to remember some of your family members' numbers that's outside of the affected area. Those individuals, if you're there in the affected area, while you still have the ability to use your cell phone, you should be using your cell phone right now to memorize numbers that you will have to call. When we were growing up, you had to do it all the time. You need to do that now, because if you make it through everything, when you make it through everything, and I said if, you are going to, you may have an opportunity to call someone. But if you, all you had was your cell phone before, when they hand you that cell phone, you're going to look at it like it's a rock, because it's going to do you no good, because you don't know anybody's number. They're number two. They're a name. They're not going to have that same name in that phone. That address book has to be memorized. While you can right now, you have to remember individual numbers. And it's going to be difficult, because there's going to be trauma that you're going to be going through. You're going to be scared and everything. This is why you have to conquer that and think clearly, because you can't forget that number. If you could write it down on something that will withstand the water, water is no joke. Write it down on a piece of paper, you go to that piece of paper, you can't read that paper anymore. Write it down on your hand, you've been in water for so long, go to your hand, ink gone. Gonna have to rely on you. This is a yo-yo effect, folks. You're on your own. There will be no help that's going to come to you until after. How soon after? Not coming at all. This storm is going to affect millions of people that are scattered everywhere. If you happen to win the lottery, that you get assistance from other people, you were fortunate. Memorize numbers right now if you're in the area. If you're trying to leave, memorize numbers right now. Those that are on the outside or in different parts of the country, you memorizing your overall family member's number that's there does no good. The likelihood of their phone surviving this, it ain't gonna happen. It's just too much water. So, those in the affected area, memorize numbers. Give, if it's multiple of you, memorize, everyone memorize the same number. Don't give one person one number, because if that person doesn't make it and you can't remember the number that you were supposed to remember, so many variables. Staying is dangerous. So what you could do, Mel, is just after this is over, be ready to help. The likelihood of you helping your actual family member is going to be very, very minimal because of how many people are going to be affected. This may be a case where all of us will have to help out people that in some form or some fashion that's there. Kando Radio Show listeners, Black Talk Radio Show listeners, hopefully you memorized the number because you've heard about it so much. If you get out of this, at least you can call into one of the shows. And maybe there's some things that we can all start to do, because this may be that big of an event. Hope is not. I really do. But I have no control over making that happen. The only thing I control, the only thing that you can control, is your response to what does happen. Be ready for everything. Be ready for everything. So, Mel, You've done what you were supposed to do. You've done all that you could. Can't do anything else. If you're not in an affected area, if you're not in an affected area, don't try to go rescue someone while this whole thing is going on. If you have the proper means and the capabilities after the storm is, yes. But just know this, you still may not get to your family member, i.e. you have a boat or whatever, and you go through there. That is going to be dangerous as all heck as well. Because believe me, you're going to find more people that's going to be stranded and trying to get in that boat of yours. You better have a tactical plan, because you don't want that boat to get turned over, because people lose it. When people lose it, they lose it. So there's going to be things that you're going to have to think about for those of you that would think about going down and assisting in any type of rescue with your boats and everything else. I applaud you for it, but also be aware of the dangers that that is going to cause you, because people are going to be in a sheer state of panic. They're not going to be just sitting on their porch waiting on an Uber. They're not going to be sitting on their porch waiting on the Uber, looking at their phone to see where the car is. They're going to be so emotionally distraught and traumatized from not having their phone on. I don't think they're going to be that, and everything else that's going on. These people are going to be dangerously in a panic. People will turn from civilized to feral very quickly. Very, very quickly. You have to be aware of that in the assistance, in the aftermath. Couple of other things. For those of us that are outside, that is going to be what are you willing to do to assist? What can you do without putting yourself in harm's way? And if you do put yourself in harm's way, make sure that you put yourself in harm's way in a way that you can mitigate the threat. And if you can't figure that out, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Maybe you should assist those that can do that. And it's all right. Everybody needs to be somewhere. Everybody needs to be somewhere. We're going to have to be prepared to, this changes everything, where start thinking about what is it that you can do, what is it that you're willing to do. Because this is going to affect a lot of people. Also, everyone, I'm going to play this one video real quick. I want you to really consider this. Wow, 60 inches of rain. It's changed now to 60 inches of rain. Oof. Okay, hear this. This is another one. Here we go. This is only 2 minutes.
One second. Hurricane Harvey, a warning for all drivers. Get ready for gas prices to spike over the next few days. Tonight, many drivers are already topping off their tanks. News Channel 5's Alex Hagan live to explain why this is happening. Alex.
Well, Michael, bottom line, this storm, it threatens many refineries on the Gulf Coast. Some even have been evacuated. So what does that mean for drivers here in Palm Beach County? Well, they can expect gas prices to go up between 10 to 30 cents.
We're not kidding around here. This could be the strongest storm we've seen hitting the Gulf Coast.
Hurricane Harvey is even on the minds of South Floridians.
It's going to be pretty bad.
I just wish them the best.
Yeah, they're saying it's a Category 3.
Catastrophic, devastating.
Chances are Harvey is the reason many drivers are at the pump today.
It's right around here. It's the cheapest gas right now, yeah.
Because unfortunately, these folks are going to feel the impacts of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, no, I know.
I had no idea that it's going to be affecting us. According to AAA, nearly half of the U.S. refining capacity is located on the Gulf Coast. Florida pumps are primarily supplied by refineries in Texas and Louisiana.
Devastating.
This storm could cause prices to surge 10 to 30 cents. This comes at a time when prices are on the rise as well.
30 cents is not a couple cents.
For drivers like Matthew Rosenhaus,
gas really going up 30 cents.
Brian Hamilton, rising gas prices are a pain with all the travel they do.
It's financially disturbing.
Hope tonight is the pain at the pump. It doesn't last too long. And people in Texas, stay safe.
Hopefully everything works out over there.
Now, the good news is the prices, they are eventually going to come down, predicting they will come down by the end of next week. Reporting live in West Palm Beach, Alex Hagan, WPTV, News Channel 5.
Okay. All right, so that is what's going to affect everyone in the country. And they said, whenever they say it's all right, it is just going to be for the, don't you believe them. And when they say 10 to 30 cents, don't you believe them. Every person here needs to go, and we said this yesterday, you need to go and make sure that you top off and you get the necessary fuel for your vehicles while you can at the price that you can now. Never know what's going to happen. What I mean by that is this, use leverage to your advantage. Use it to your advantage. This may not be just a week long. Half of the U.S. refinable gas is down in the Gulf, in the target area, in the affected area by this storm. It depends on how those refineries do with the overall hurricanes. So that's one of the things that's going to affect you and everybody else. For how long? If they said a week, don't believe them. Remember, when they say left, go right. When they say up, go down. We don't know how long it's going to be. Because you already know the overall intention. They'll say that this gas thing is messed up so many refineries that gas is just going to have to go up. Oh, and it's not going to go up 30 cents. It's going to go up $2. Got to be thinking about that. Because we don't control it. We own cars. We don't control the assets that cars run off of. Those that do will determine where the overall price is. And if this is bad, what do you think that they're going to do? Let no good crisis go to waste. They're going to use it. So that's what we all need to be aware of and mindful of and prepare for so it doesn't catch you off guard. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue or hear you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And so that's a couple of other things really quickly. See where we are. Now, I would let me just say this as well. This is such a strategically opportunist, the opportunity to further degrade and destroy the fragile economy. This is perfect. This fits right into the plan. You know, this fits right into destabilizing things further. And it, because it offers the perfect plausible deniability. Oh, it was a hurricane. And hopefully this storm is not going to be, hopefully these images aren't what they really are. Hopefully it won't do what is said to do, and hopefully the damage won't be. But if this damage is extensive, Texas is critical to your quality of life and standard of living in this country. Because of the oil and gas that it produces and refines for the consumption of everyone else. Critical. So these are all the things that can spin off from here. It's not like New York or this one affects everybody in one way or another. And so the overall capacity, there could be gas shortages, and you know what happens when there's gas shortages, the price of it is going to shoot up. Be mindful and be ready for that. Even though you may not be able to, you know, you can't, you know, just produce different things that you don't have, but you still need to be mindful of it and start to strategize. Okay, if this happens, I'll do this, 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 and this. Always think your way through it. Always, always. So that was some of the things. Real quick, real quick update on what's going on. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let's see. This is a Lying Like a Fox News 2-minute one. You know, it's... people are just, I can't, as a reporter, going out in a hurricane and just standing there and let this hurricane pound you, it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's just so stupid. For me, it is. So, but I want to play this one from Fox News. It was like 14 minutes ago, and it's from Corpus Christi. Let me just, here we go. There's only 2 minutes.
Evacuation is in effect for many areas along the Texas coast.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott warning residents to get out of the storm's path.
Your life is far more important than your property.
There have been long lines for food, water, gasoline, and sandbags. By now, almost all stores are closed and boarded up with plywood. By midday, 4 of 10 critically ill newborns were transported out of harm's way. All flights in and out of Corpus Christi have been canceled. Oil platforms and ships have been evacuated. And more than 700 National Guard troops stand at the ready to help with what could be devastating flooding.
The real danger of this storm is that it could hang around for days, dumping more than 30 inches of rain. That means to be safe from life-threatening flooding, you might have to go inland more than 100 miles.
Okay, so I just I got a question for you all. You know, in the video, you could actually see people fighting over water as soon as they drop the water. And I'm gonna post this one so you could see the. Oh shoot, I lost it. I'm gonna post it later on so you could see it. I want you to please do me a favor, everyone. I want you to look at. People at Black Friday, people at water, fighting for water at the different, you know, from Hurricane Sandy to the different disasters. I want you to watch the people so you can start to have an idea of what you possibly could contend with in the future if you stayed or if you are in a area that's been destabilized naturally or by man. But I want you to watch how people react. You need to know because that is going to be some of the biggest threats. You need to watch that. Don't watch it for entertainment. You need to watch it to analyze it. To formulate a plan around that. The lady in this video said that she's going to do everything that she can. She's going to do everything that she can to protect her house. Loving things get you nowhere. That house will be destroyed. That house possibly could be destroyed and take her life, and somebody else will come and build another house there or rebuild that house. This is the unbalanced. You can't protect your house. It's not anything that needs protection. What we need to be protecting, we're neglecting. What we need to be neglecting, we're protecting. This society has got us so unbalanced. What we should care about, we don't. And what we shouldn't care about, we do. How is she going to protect the house? I was just wondering, did the house ask her? I mean, is she got a special kind of house that talked to her? Hey, I need you to protect me. What? Please. I know nobody here at Tando Radio Show or Black Talk Radio would ever think that way, but there are people that do think that way, and those individuals are dangerous. Their overall thought process is what's dangerous to you. Irrational, irreasonable, a person that's not rational, reasonable, and responsible is dangerous to you if you are rational, you are reasonable, you are responsible. So when they watch these things, learn from it. Very, very important. because I think it's important that we gather as much that we can, because it helps you. And I guarantee you, if you do that type of thing, you would never think that it would be a wise decision to stay, because you can't protect your home. That's not a true statement. It's a falsehood. It's a fantasy. This is why we got to get back to what's natural. How many animals stay and protect? They get out the way. And if they do try to protect them, they protect their young that are still there because they can't move. That's different. So, listen, get ready to go to our final break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'd love to hear from you all about thoughts and you know, what is it that we should be learning from this? What have you noticed about this thing? And I think that this is a prime, you know, a real good reminder as to why we always want to be prepared. One of the things, what would have been the appropriate thing for you all? Once you heard that this tropical storm had turned into a formidable hurricane and what it was possibly able to do, you wouldn't have needed to run to the store. If you were properly prepared, you wouldn't have been needed to run to the store to get food. You would have already had it. Or you would have went to get more if you were going to think that it was needed for you to stay. But if you were really keen on this whole thing, you would have already established what you would be leaving. You're making your escape and getting out of the affected area by a marker. For me, once it would have been a hurricane, I would have said, okay, I'm out. Maybe even a tropical storm. Why? Because in a tropical storm, not everybody's going to leave. Because tropical storms could also turn around and turn into something else. So you wouldn't have many people. Oh, it's just going to be a tropical storm. Cool. You stay. I'm out. And it's always better to leave earlier. And if it was something that you were going to endure, or it came upon you quickly where you can't leave, by you already being prepared with everything you would have been able to stay and have the provisions that you need, or if you needed to leave in the haste, you would have the provisions that you would also need to have as well. You could have staged yourself from what it is already for what you need. not go out and acquire. Then you may have needed to go out and get gas. While everybody else was running to get this and that, you could have went and got the gas that you needed at the right price. If you think that there was gas that was going to be around there at that time, what do you think the price of that gas is going to be? Yes, there's anti-gouging and everything else, but can you rely on that? No. No. This is why being prepared is so important, because you never know what's going to happen. I never know. It could be a tornado here. The first week of living here, there was a tornado here. How you prepare for a tornado? Well, you got to, when is one not already coming upon you, you got to establish a plan. This is what I think I'm going to do. And then hopefully it don't come. And then if it does, what are you going to do? You already know exactly what you're going to do. And you do it. See, preparing is so, is not anything that you, it should be constantly, because you know what was so great about individuals that are sustainable and self, they live a life of preparing. Got this just in case of this, got this just in case of that. And you know, preparing is such a foreign thing. It's like a new trend and everything else to people. You know why? Because we've been indoctrinated to be anti-prepared. That's foolish. And they keep talking about people that do prepare, is something wrong with them? No. No. Being anti-prepared is foolish. Foolish and unnecessarily unwitty. Because it doesn't have to be that way. Now, people will say, well, you know, people are trying to be smart. We'll take it to extremes. Well, go ahead, take it to extremes. That's up to you. But when, believe me, when you're not prepared and you got somebody that is prepared around you, I bet your butt listen in and hope that they will have the overall kindness to assist you. But this is what I love about Kando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. We're not those individuals, but we damn sure I got to deal with those in their clowning and joking, and in their damn begging and crying. But remember, no one compromises your overall opportunities because of their lack of preparation. No one rides for free. They didn't bring something, they don't bring something, they're not an asset, they are going to be a burden majorly. Clear example. And believe, and for me, I know that there's going to be events that's going to be happening everywhere that's going to affect us all, that you will be glad that you prepared. The one brother that was in the Carolinas, no, Florida, haven't heard from him in a little bit, when they had their flooding, he was already prepared. Man, his wife was so appreciative, changed her. See, the wise heeds good instruction, while the foolish learns from experience. Oh, she not foolish no more. She wise now. He's wise now. You're wise because of how you perceive things. This is why we prepare. And you should be strategical in your preparations, to where everything that you use to prepare with is an asset that you can use along the way anyhow. If Brother Davis is on the line, if Brother Davis happened to have got caught in the storm because it came up, even though it caught him completely off guard, and he was in Texas and he was there, I would go get Brother Davis. I would do what, there are some people that you put yourself in harm's way for, You don't do that for any and everybody. And Brother Davis and Sister Davis was on the road, and they got trapped by this because of uncontrollable circumstances. But even if I go get them, unless they were somewhere where I couldn't go get them. And I know Brother Davis and Sister Davis would come get me. Why? That's the bond that we establish here, and it's so important, and we are going to have to really rely on each other in the future. Mel was in Oklahoma, in some, I go get Mel. He's close, I go get, and I know Mel would come get me. But, and I know Mel wouldn't want me to, if it was something where it was, no, don't do it. I know Brother Davis would, and Brother Davis know I was helping. No. It's not worth it. This is why this community is so, so important, and this is going to reemphasize that. And how many people wake up from these things is only going to make us better and stronger. So necessary. And we got to be ready for everything, because this thing ain't over. It may do some unexpected thing that could also play out into this. So we got Brother Davis in queue before we get out of here. Brother Davis, welcome. Thank you for calling in. What's happening, Brother Davis?
Hey, it's Sister Davis.
Hey, Sister Davis.
Brother Davis, it's actually before you call the name out. But yes, yes, you're very true. If you were over this way and needed our help, we would do whatever we could because of the quality of people and the mindset. It's really about the mindset, because we know that once we all got together, it would be due to the ground. Hey, you do this, you do that. No, everybody would be on the same accord, and that's what's important.
Yes.
You save somebody from drowning, and you go out there, and you drown it, and they drown. But we know that if we went out there and we helped you with, you know, if you were drowning, we know that you, once you got your bearings together, we would all swim to the shore. See, some people, once they get their bearings together, they're so hysterical. They don't know. They're going to drown because of their hysteria. We're not hysterical people. So, because over the time, you know, it's learning. It's not something you're born with, because it's something you acquire by learning, meditating, understanding, seeing the whole picture. But I did want to mention about the I was listening to something on the radio this morning about the hurricane there in Texas, and it showed a man and a little boy. I didn't see it, I was listening to it, but it was a man and a little boy, and I guess his wife, and they were talking about how the generations of their family always rode out these storms, and they, you know, they went and boarded up the house and everything. And even the news reporter, I guess he must have been down and was talking to the 6-year-old. Now I'm saying to myself, if they're getting all the rain, because they were talking about this hurricane was going to stop and just sit for a couple of days on top of a certain area, I guess Corpus Christi or as it moves inland, but it's going to sit for a few days, and it was going to rain 3 feet. Do they know what 3 feet of rain is? I mean, that's incredible. And then they had even mentioned about the sewage systems not being good. And we all know in Texas it's so dry that it doesn't absorb into the earth the way it should. It just runs off. But it was just incredible because, you know, how can you stand there with a 6-year-old? All it would take is a small string to wash them away if you don't have them tied to you, or at least a life preserver or something like that. I mean, it's just the concept of, yeah, we're going to ride it out. Well, maybe you as an adult, but a 6-year-old, if he gets hysteria, runs outside, and the water's out there, you never know. You can't predict a 6-year-old unless you really work with them. He'll be washed away, and there's nothing you can do. And you know, he wants to be all macho. Yeah, I'm going to sit here, and we're going to ride it out. Now, I would have boarded up the house, but I would have left. There's no way I'm going to sit there, because once you're in there, the state police, the National Guard, whoever, will say, we're not coming back in there to get you if it gets bad.
Mm-mm. No, exactly, Sister Davis.
If we give you an evacuation notice and you don't come out, we're not going in there to get you. There's no amount of money, no amount of time, because then you're putting their lives on the line. So just to save you. Now, if it's something that just comes up in the spur of the moment and there is no evacuation plan, now that might be a little different. But when they told you to evacuate and you feel as though I'm going to sit back here because my house is important, or, you know, my house is important, because Rich and I, being back in 1972, we were in a major flood. Hurricane Agnes, the end of June. Nobody seen it coming. Hadn't been a hurricane, I think, ever in that area. And it started out as rain. It rained for like a week. And then after, when the hurricane actually got there, it just pulverized the city. But I tell you what, my mother, she wasn't playing that. We left. When they said evacuate, and actually when they say evacuate, you're already behind the eight ball. You know, they don't tell you to, you know, when they tell you to evacuate, they sat around for about 3 or 4 or 5 hours and thought about it and contemplated it before they tell you to evacuate. What people need to do is learn how to read those maps, those Doppler reports, learn how to read that stuff for your own here.
Yes.
Hey, brother, you're having an excellent show as usual. You know, I'm a short on words, so let me get right to the point. Accountability is the glue that ties commitment to results. I'm sitting out here on the farm. We put in the glue. We got the results. Be the example that you want to see and you will experience it in your reality. I just want to add to you, brother, you have a great show, and keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to drop my line in the pond one more time, try to grab me one of these big, fat crappies, and have dinner. So y'all be
love you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, so much. So true. You know, like Sister Davis was saying, you know, sometimes some weather events just come up out of nowhere, and you can't, especially in today's world, you know, and it could come out, and I think there's going to be so much more, but they're absolutely right. You know, that type of thing you can't, you know, but Brother and Sister Davis, I know, and I've said, if it's somewhere where we can get, and Brother Davis knows how far I could get pretty darn far, we'll go get them. It's just you have to. There's some people that you absolutely have to, and that would be it, because of the relationship, because of who they are and who we are. That's just what we would do. And so, but for some individuals, man, you can't do it. You can't risk it. Sometimes you got to say no. Sometimes you have got to say no. But the key is to try to get yourself to where you're self-reliant, and that if there's ever a yo-yo effect that you're in, yo-yo means you're on your own. When that yo-yo effect happens, step up to the plate and know, got good faith and confidence that, okay, cool. And don't go to scratching your head and start crying, because that ain't going to change the situation. Now it needs to be your overall decisive plan. And believe me, those that had criticized, clowned, ostracized, and made a joke of, a mockery of what you were thinking about when everything was fine, that's not the sign of the wise. The sign of the wise is that when the sun is shining, they think about everything changes. Today's temperature is this. Tomorrow may be something totally different. And are we ready for that? While the ignorant bliss turns into a baffled, wildered, wandered, lost soul. I had no clue. That's why I appreciate you all so much. And my man L.A. Ramon, thanks for sending me that, bro. I got it. And I'm going to check that out. He sent me something on Sonic Weapons. Definitely want to check that out. So, listen, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here, and we want to just say, be mindful of everything, stay in tune to what's going on, be ready, and have a plan for everything. Right now is this area that's going to be going through. Pretty soon it'll be another. But before we get out of here, real quick, my man, I thought Roz wanted to jump in real quick. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. It's never goodbye. It's I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would, chime us out of here. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Sure. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.